Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey, everybody. As you've probably already heard, the great Bob Saget is no longer with us. He passed away on Sunday. He only made one Doug Loves Movies appearance. In the 3 years since then, we've discussed him coming back on the show, but we just never made it happen. But he became a great friend. And if you're in the mood for it, here's his one episode of Doug Loves Movies with John Hamm and Jeff Tate. Rest in peace, Bobby Sags.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, what's going on? Is there some sort of great guests here tonight or something? Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from our original home. We've been here 12 years now, the UCB Theater on Franklin Avenue in Los Angeles, California. I've learned it, like, you know, in other cities, they're very excited to hear the name of their own city, but Los Angeles is kind of over it. Probably because we're all from somewhere else. So I've learned how to ramp up and say it in a way that just draws applause out of people. Even the most jaded amongst you. Even the Scientologists. It's Tuesday, May 29th, 2018. And did we bring some name tags? Oh, we did bring some name tags. I'm not even going to get into it. That's how good the guests are. But thank you guys for bringing those, and we'll see them again soon. Had a great time in Toronto, Canada. Toronto, as the people there say it. And I'm psyched to be going back to both Vancouver and Montreal over the next 2 months. More Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back at Cab City Comedy in Austin, Texas this Saturday, June 2nd at 4:20. And we're back at The Secret Group in Houston, Texas on Saturday, January 9th. You're right. That's bad routing.
to have a week off between two shows that are a 45-minute plane ride apart. But that's also at 420. And for all of my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Let's take a quick pick into the...
It's time for a quick peek.
Quick peek into the prize bag. There's that thing. I'm going to wait and tell you about that in a second. I got a box of condiments when I ordered a cheeseburger on a plane. Yeah, I'll just fucking eat it plain because I'm on one. And this is a thing I got when I saw the Deadpool 1 and 2 double feature on opening night. It's a Deadpool 2 desk buddy, whatever that means. I guess you're just supposed to put it on your desk and think it's your real friend. This is a beautiful Christmassy Peacemaker bong. Jeez, well, how do I do that? I saved the best for last. A copy of Toronto Magazine. All of that is going to be somebody's tonight. Plus, stuff brought by my three guests. Please give it up for Jeff Tate, John Hamm, and Bob Saget.
You brought yourself, Bob. That's what really counts.
It's not. You have a beautiful bag.
Thank you.
Yeah, John threw that bag on the table like there was going to be a criminal exchange of some kind.
I think Joe Pesci's head is in it.
And six more heads in a double
That's
bag.
What I was trying to reference. It's a movie night, right?
I don't know.
All right, got quiet.
I'll stop now.
Let's meet them individually. Starting with... first-time guest on the show, Bob Saget, everybody.
Thank you very much. I know nothing of this format.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you for inviting me. Does he ever get applause?
Doug Benson, they chant things. Finally, after all these years, I got some applause. I deserve some of the credit for this. But thank you for being here. Thank you for... I got to meet Mel Brooks because of this man. He hooked me up, and you didn't need to do that.
I mean, sexually, I hooked him up. And
yeah, I made love to Mel Brooks, and my saddle's been blazing ever since. But...
Bob, that's been blazing.
That wasn't pre-written.
No, not at all. And you did reenacted that fart scene around the campfire.
Yeah, right.
You wore that Anne Bancroft mask. That's in poor taste.
You don't even have anything here to plug tonight necessarily.
I'll plug you if the night goes well.
Fuller House. Fuller House on Netflix.
Right, but I never plugged that.
I've never heard you bring it up ever.
No, I don't bring it up. It's the fourth season. I never bring it up. And they let me do it.
What's the season? 2.5 episodes? Holy shit. I thought it just came back. It's 4 seasons into the reboot.
4 years of your life have gone by.
And it's not a reboot because it's all the regular people.
Yeah.
All the origies.
Except for the two smart fashionistas that I love that are in New York. They didn't do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they're on a different...
Lori Loughlin and who else?
And
who's the other one?
Lori's there. That
I haven't
John
seen it.
John Stamos, who's a nice man. He's a good man. We love John Stamos.
Lovely man.
Lovely man.
Pillar of the Greek community.
He really is.
It's he and Vardalos. And then Aretha Wilson right in the middle.
That is it.
That's kind of it.
That's all the Greeks.
That's the entire Greek
community. Yeah, Anthony Quinn is dead.
Oh, and Tony Trattoria.
What?
I don't know. It's Malibu. Right.
Pay attention to me, Bob, not the handsome man to your left.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's John Hamm.
Yeah. Upright Citizens Brigade Theater / Franklin. Hello. Hi, Doug.
Hey, dude. This might be the first time you come on the show all the time, and I appreciate that, but this might be the first time we really have a timely plug. You've got a motion picture. That it's going to be released nationally.
A feature film.
Internationally. Yeah, it's feature length.
It is feature length.
You finally got out of the short game.
The shorts, yeah. The shorts just weren't doing it. They were fun while they lasted.
Yeah, but they're fucking short.
It'll grow on you. Yeah, it's called Tag. It's in theaters nationwide.
Tag, everybody.
It looks so good.
Starring myself, Ed Helms, friend of the show. Jeremy Renner, possible friend of the show?
He's never been on, but you know what?
No, that attitude.
Hawkeye's on home arrest. That was a solid joke, you guys. If you're looking for Infinity War jokes, that was the one.
Johnson, Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal Buress has been on the program.
There we go.
Yeah.
Good people.
Great lineup. Fun,
funny
saw
stuff.
Saw the trailer today and enjoyed
Based
it.
On a true story.
Mm-hmm.
These adult... people with actual jobs and careers and families take time out of their life 1 month every year to play tag with each other and have been doing so since they were 9. They are now in their 50s. So it's based on the real life story of these guys, and we just behave like idiots for an hour and a half, and it's pretty fun to watch.
It's looks very violent.
I wouldn't say it's violent. It's action oriented.
Yeah,
there's some bumps and craziness along the way, but it's
Ed Helms gets hit in the face with a donut very hard.
I mean, is that violence against the donut? Maybe.
No, well, you know how this show goes. People get hit with donuts all the time here. That's out on June 15th. I want to say.
You should say.
I am correct. I did it. Also joining us. Right now, the happiest man on earth. So excited to be on this panel. It's Jeff Tate, everybody. I can't believe you're doing that. I know Saget is harder to chant, but come on.
I'm embarrassed you guys shouldn't.
Okay, no, seriously.
Wow.
Seriously,
look at me.
No.
It's too...
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good.
Great. Oh. I'll tell.
Listen, by the end of the show, are you going to fill that Gatorade bottle?
I hope so.
It looks like it's got urine in it. Is that one of the popular flavors now? Is that the Waterworld flavor?
It's terribly diseased
mango.
Urine.
It's really orange.
It's what very color? Orange.
What's wrong with your piss, Doug? That it's that orange.
You should rephrase that. What's right with my piss?
What's wrong with my Gatorade?
What color is your urine, Doug?
It's Gatorade color.
But it would be more yellow,
golden,
like a lime.
Golden Gatorade, whatever that is.
I mean,
what
is
flavor
Gatorade.
Is that?
Mango.
Oh, okay.
It's the number one flavor. It's sweeping the nation. Mango flavor Gatorade.
Is it at number one, or is it sweeping and approaching number one?
It's going towards number one with a bullet. Is that how All that right. is that what that means? Like, it's not number one yet, but it's
Yeah,
fast
let's
approaching.
Go with that.
Is this your plug?
No.
He does have an album that half of the title is Gatorade, right?
No, but I mean the next one probably. I'll put Gatorade in the next one.
Wait, what was that one? Hot dogs and Gatorade or something like
oh,
that?
Oh, that's just a thing I had for dinner once. I said it out loud on a different podcast, and then now everyone's like, you should have that for dinner all the time, and I do. It's not bad. It's good.
All right, buddy.
You ever have hot dogs and Gatorade, Bob?
I actually I put hot dogs in my Gatorade just to
All right,
cool
not
them
everything's
off.
A joke, Bob. Have you ever had
a serious conversation, Bob, this about is, hot dogs and Gatorade?
Oh, hold on. This is the dramatic podcast.
Yeah. This part this about hot dogs and Gatorade, some things need to be taken seriously, Bob. Hot dogs and Gatorade. Hot dogs, this is my flesh. Gatorade, this is my blood. It's like I'm the Lord.
But hot dogs is made of people, like like Soylent Green.
Yeah, lips and assholes, the two best parts. Everyone's like, I don't want to put those in my mouth when they're hot dogs, but every other time of the day, that's all you want.
Have you ever said that before? Swear to me you haven't.
No, I haven't said that before.
Lips and assholes is a great name if you have twins.
All right,
I do have something to plug.
Oh, well, we do that at the end traditionally.
I mean, I don't want to. I was just saying I did.
Okay.
I don't intend to. I won't. You can't make me.
Jeff, what'd you bring for the prize bag tonight?
I brought a copy of my album. It's called People Are What People Make Them. It's right here. Look at it. Right? It's a CD that you look at, and it will remind you that you can listen to this on Spotify.
Right? Now, why are there two more copies sitting there?
Well, I don't know how the show's going to go. And I might need to start putting more in. I got them like an ante. This is like my stack.
I just assumed you're going to be like trying to sell them after the show.
Man, I have like 100. I should have brought more than 3.
Well, these are going for $50 each tonight, you guys. So line up after the show. John, I'm so excited about this big bag of stuff that you brought.
It's a big bag.
Do they get to keep the bag?
Yeah, the bag is the thing.
Oh, okay.
So
it's a beautiful bag.
It's a bag. You know, everyone needs a bag.
Man, I just bought a bag just like that fucking yesterday.
Did it have another bag in it?
Oh, two bagger.
It's a double bagger. Did it have two Cardinals hats in it? No.
No, it didn't.
I don't care if you don't like the Cardinals. Deal with it. You don't have to use the hats. You like the bag. Did it have sunglasses in it? No.
Oh, look at. Let me see one of those.
Someone went through his house and looked for swag.
Yes, I did. did it have a John Hamm nightlight in it? No. Did it have a weird thing that keeps things dry in it? No.
Oh, I like to eat those.
Did it have a tag from the Gap that says L on it? Probably not. Maybe it did. Actually, maybe your bag did. That's it. That's what you get.
My bag.
That's amazing.
A lot of great stuff.
Oh, Dougie.
Oh, I like these glasses.
Oh, Dougie.
Hey, can I trade one of these CDs for one of those sunglasses?
We'll see. We'll see how the night goes.
And one of these bags? I got two CDs.
Well, I do have kind of an unspoken rule that comes up every once in a while, so I guess it's spoken, where if a guest on the panel wants something from the prize bag, they can have it. So, Jeff, here, take these sunglasses.
Yeah.
There's another sunglasses in the bag, so, you know, it'll work out all right.
It's like a Yankee swap of... Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Right now I'm in Casino.
I love the way you threw that bag over here. So
that's a really
cinematic.
Nice gift. You really put a lot of thought into
What'd you bring, Bob?
Well, I didn't know that...
This one's got a switch in the front.
It's similar to your gift, John, but it's just a nightlight of my head.
So someone's going to have in one outlet...
Oh, that's not.
One of us facing up and one of us facing down.
Oh, my God.
Maybe they could switch it out.
It depends upon the mood, I guess.
Does this still count? Can I get both those nightlights, too? I didn't know I was going to be at a 69.
You blew it on the sunglasses.
But thank you for helping me with that gift, because I really had trouble picking one out.
I didn't tell Bob about the prize bag.
He didn't say anything that, like, this is Hanukkah. He didn't say that. So
I forgot to say
that's how many Jews are in here, like two. I'm so scared of my own life right now.
Of it?
Of it.
Yeah, okay.
So, oven, I meant. But this is... a lot of stuff happened to my ancestors. You
must just walk around so confident, because Netflix doesn't really cancel shows, per se.
No, they're out there.
Yeah, so you could say anything, and you know they're not going to just yank your show.
Talk to the people over behind House of Cards.
Oh, now, see, this is where we don't want to go.
No, they just killed them
all. The show still kept going.
Yeah.
Right, but one person didn't.
John, it was always going to start falling apart. Didn't you read the title?
It is a House of Cards. You're correct. I should have seen it coming.
I was scared there was going to be a fuller House of Cards was the joke that was going on.
But they wouldn't bother to watch the new series, Jenga. So
series, that's a feature.
Oh, sequel to Tag.
Yeah, Jenga.
All right.
And then Hangman. About a man who's well hung.
No, there was just a movie called Hangman with Al Pacino.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a huge dick. I guess you were right. I don't know why I interrupted. I apologize.
These nightlights, the John Hamm and Bob Saget nightlights, were supplied by a company called Glass Action, which I discovered in
when I was in Austin, Texas, and Martha Kelly had a nightlight that she put in the prize bag. And you can get your own. You can just reach out and get a nightlight of yourself, your pet, your lover, Bob Saget. He's already made one. He could probably do it again. All of these are available at the Etsy.com.
Your thumb was covering it? I thought it said ass action. I did not know.
Oh, the card?
Yeah, which would be a great company.
Yeah, but this is...
God, it got
these
quiet.
These are made of glass, not of ass.
You know what's bad about a podcast is I can really hear the crickets.
Well, you know, you should have been on the show when we were at Meltdown Comics. They literally had crickets over there. Etsy.com/shop/ I got to give this guy a good plug. Glass action. Seriously, go get one for someone you love. They're pretty amazing. All right. That's all going in the prize bags. My lovely CVS bag and John's show-offy bag are going to be won by somebody tonight. But first, before we do that, Bob, I have a question for Jeff.
You're an astonishing interviewer.
Yeah, you're astonished that I get to do it?
No, it's just you're able to look at me but think about him.
You know, that's how I live my life. I'm never present. Jeff, what was the last movie you saw?
It was called Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Yeah. How'd that work out for you?
I think it's the best one. Finally, no Jedi. Right? Those guys are boring, it turns out.
No, I don't know. You think it's the best Star Wars movie yet?
Yeah, man. It's the only one where anybody fucking jumped on a moving train. Yeah.
Man, you were really a sucker for trains. Remember Lone Ranger?
Yeah.
How much you love that fucking train?
Yeah. I heard
Have
that
you seen Thomas the Tank Engine? I bet you'd enjoy that.
The stakes are less high, but I watch Unstoppable occasionally. I like all sorts of train movies. Like it was Han Solo and Chewbacca and Lando and stuff. It was fucking great.
A lot of nice callbacks to the other movies.
Chewbacca is a youth?
Well, I mean, he's a little younger.
Less hair, would you say? More of just a guy.
Probably more hair if you're younger, right?
He's several hundred years old, so in this movie, he's like 10 years younger, so there's not like much difference. Like, it's not like those.
So John's
10
probably
years.
Right. It would be more hair if he was younger.
Yeah, I'm sure even Wookiees.
I mean, it's
go
weird
bald.
That it was. He was like 190 instead of 200, but he did seem a little more spry. Like, maybe you're right. Those 10 years were a real motherfucker.
They were rough.
Yeah. Right, I get it.
Wow.
Yeah, John Hamm, he can do everything. Is there anything he can't do? Comedy, drama, Chewbacca noise.
It also kind of sounds
Lips and assholes, everyone.
Chewbacca also sounded like a transport vehicle in the Jetsons. Yeah. Do it again.
Oh, you got both. Apparently, they're two different sounds, Doug.
I wish I could describe how happy Doug looks right now.
Oh, my God. Tag in theaters on June 15th.
I don't want to kill the plug. Go ahead. Say it again. Sorry.
Fuller House on Netflix for the rest of our goddamn lives.
No.
Everywhere you look.
There's a hand to hold on to. That sounds like Stranger Danger. Can you do Chewbacca on the transporter vehicle?
No, I can't. It's two very different parts of the mouth.
And Jane vacuuming. I mean, it would all
no,
be...
No, I got nothing.
Oh, shit.
All while drinking this Gatorade. Come on.
Do it.
It's
do
magic.
And everyone right now is trying to do that.
I will also be in theaters June 15th because I want to see Tag.
The
original title was Tag, A Star Wars Story, but that got hung up in legal for who knows why.
Well, that sounds legit. Segway coming. John Hamm, what was the last motion picture you saw? I know you made
In the movie theater or in the
in any format.
On the plane?
Any format.
I think it was I caught up with the Florida. Actually, no, I'll take it back. I'll bring it on the Star Wars tip.
The Florida what? We're all dying to know.
The Florida Panthers documentary, the 2010 NHL Stanley Cup
fast,
Finals.
You guys.
He's fast. Laugh into your mic, Jeff. You're the only one laughing.
I went back because I was on a long flight, and I was like, I wonder if the original three Star Wars were as bad as not the original three, the prequels, were as bad as I remember them. And so I watched them back to back to back, and it turns out they are that bad.
And the additional thing
finally
is...
Finally, it's been decided.
And they're the first that were breakout digital movies. Oh, but we're digital. And you
they
didn't realize
not,
you
not
lost
hold up.
Three F-stops is what
yeah,
you lost.
They do
in
not
that,
hold
in
up. It was an interesting... I hadn't seen... I only saw the first one in the cinemas, and then I saw the other ones on cable. I was like,
is that when Ewan McGregor falls off the thing and slides down the thing?
Yes.
And you're still waiting for something to happen?
Yes.
Jeff still hasn't got around to seeing him, so... Tiptoe on those spoilers.
Spoiler alert, a hot dog's going to be in the Gatorade.
So those are the last movies I saw. Sorry.
All right. There was a Limp Bizkit album title, something about hot dogs.
Hot dogs and Gatorade?
Hot dogs and
hot dog water?
Hot dog water and...
Chocolate starfish.
And hot dog water? Hot dog flavor. Hot dog... Fuck Fred Dunst.
Kirsten's brother? No, yeah. He's a good one.
No,
you're thinking of Fred Durst.
Kirsten's brother.
Doug, you're thinking of...
No, Robert Durst's nephew.
Robert Durst's nephew, Fred.
You're thinking of Freddy.
What's he been up to?
Robert Durst can command your attention. That guy, you can't take your eyes off of him.
Mostly because of those rancid burps that are coming your way.
Oh, my God. He's got black marble eyes. That guy scared the shit out of me.
Rats and burps. I gotta write that down.
Is it too late to say Ferd Dunst? Because they're always getting the R wrong in Kristen, Kirsten Dunst, Ferd Dunst. It's too late, right?
It's Durst.
I took my pen out, but I forgot what I was gonna write down.
Rancid burps.
Oh, yeah.
Rancid burps.
Rancid burps.
Marble eyes.
Don't you find comedy sometimes the shit you write down is like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Like the next day. And you, mm-hmm. and you still try to make it work.
I know. So it's hard.
Is it hard to sleep
at
night, John?
I don't know how we do it.
Bob, I always get it to work. I don't. None of it works. I don't even do well on the album.
Oh, it's a bad set?
It's like 50-50. People aren't on board the whole way.
Why not try again with another crowd? Then
I mean, I had to piece it together over a whole weekend to make it sound like this.
To get it to 50-50? Yikes. Bob Saget.
It's a rough name. I grew up with it.
I'm fine with it. Okay. It doesn't rhyme with anything bad.
Nothing bad.
I changed it. It used to be Durst. I was Robert Durst. And I changed it because of that whole thing.
Yeah, you don't want to be called the worst.
Knockwurst.
It's too easy.
Knockwurst in your Gatorade.
Have you seen a movie?
Yes.
Oh, I know you're about to make a documentary.
Yes.
Can you talk on that for a second?
I actually just shot a film and finished it called Benjamin that's coming out in the fall.
It's a reboot of the rat movie Ben?
No.
This is the life and times of H. John Benjamin?
It's a movie about a single $100 bill.
Is
as it,
it about
makes
what
its to way
Dustin
around
Hoffman
Los
after
Angeles.
After he gets off the bus at the end of The Graduate. No, it's about a kid that we think is on crystal meth, but you find out
named
the
Dave.
People are...
Wait, you're telling us to the end?
I'm telling you the one-liner on it. No.
Okay,
spoiler for me. But the movie I'm working on right now is a documentary about Martin Mull, because I love Martin Mull.
Martin Mull, everybody.
And,
that guy's amazing.
And it's just about his... He's an artist, is really what he is. So he did all of his comedy.
His paintings are awesome.
His paintings are insane. Just Google Martin Mull paintings. And besides all the crazy, amazing comedy he did, he's one of the first comedians I ever saw when I was like 17. And I just love him. So we're interviewing tons of people, Eric Idle, Steve Martin, a lot of his contemporary people. And So that we're just working on until we get it done. I don't know when it'll be.
Fernwood Tonight was one of the best things ever.
It's one of the best. Him and Fred Wheeler.
Amazing. Yeah.
Some of it will not fly today.
I look for it constantly. It's not anywhere.
No,
you can't find
Fernwood
it.
Fernwood Tonight. I fucking
YouTubeable, but it is not. But Norman Lear produced it.
Check out YouTube, Jeff.
It doesn't have like it has like clips. It doesn't have.
You should check YouTube.edu though, because this is where you'll get more of the good stuff.
He's correct. You can get full episodes on there. Yeah. I found them.
I sat behind Martin Mull at the movies once when I was out here visiting, and I saw Wayne's World at the 3rd Street Promenade, and Martin Mull sat in front of me, and he didn't take his hat off the whole time.
It was like not even hat. During the anthem?
Not, took a knee. Took a knee.
He took a knee in the
Weirdly,
movie.
He took it off all through Bohemian Rhapsody.
Well, that trailer looks really good. That Bohemian Rhapsody movie with Rami Mr. Malek. Robot.
Who was Freddie Mercury in that?
Rami Malek.
Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
Fred Dunst.
Have you seen a movie lately?
I have. I've been catching up on television stuff, and I'm late to the program, but I really did enjoy Black Panther.
Good. Really good.
That's only people that enjoyed it, apparently, because it made $1 billion or something.
Yeah.
But I just
did quite well.
But they're, you know,
number one movie of the year so far, but these other ones, man, there's some big ones.
Tag in theaters June 15th. Yeah.
Tag looks literally
I'll be there
fun as hell.
Tag. Jeff will see it.
Going on the one sheet.
Oh, John's publicist is so happy right now.
That doesn't have it. And Tag doesn't have like a scene where there's a woman on a trapeze urinating on everybody, does it? It's not one of those.
No. I mean, we shot one.
So you're saying there's a chance on the Blu-ray?
Yeah, man, you might get it in a deleted scene.
This is a part of the show, Bob, where I tell my friend Bert Kreischer to turn it off because he doesn't like trivia. And then I say, let the games begin! We got lots of people with posters, name tags, call them what you will. A lot of them are movie puns using their own name. A lot of them have faces of me and other guests that are frequently on the show.
They're getting more and more.
This is just
impressive.
Yeah. Fucking awesome.
So, fellas, get up and go pick whoever you want to play for. Just grab it from them and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We're going to go to a brief message.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back, and that was a very pain-free process picking those, I feel. I pick for Jeff now because he just doesn't want to do it. He feels bad when he has to pick one. And we went with Christine with a Chance of Meatballs.
Yes, it's great. I would have picked the much shittier one. Yeah. On accident.
I think we did a good job together,
Jeff. Yeah, I appreciate it. This is fantastic. All I love it.
Congratulations, Christine.
And I hope you get meatballs.
This is going to be a tough competition tonight, though. I'm not going to call the winner just yet. Right, Bob?
Right.
Yeah. What do you got there, John?
I picked it because this is one of my favorite movies ever, but The Right Steve, based on The Right Stuff.
The Right Stuff, yeah.
And I think it's all him in the spacesuits. Or maybe there's just a bunch of Steves in there.
It's all about Steves.
Yeah, they're all Steves.
Gotta be all Steves.
Something.
Right?
Yeah, I don't see Steve Jobs. That would be a logical one to put in there.
It's like the usual Steve specs. What do you got, Bob?
I have one that looks just like
There's something about it I like.
I know this. Don't take it off. You're ruining a beautiful poster. Doug stole the weed that was in a vial that was just under Thor, who had a haircut. For the new Avengers Jason Infinity War. And there's also a Starburst tape to it, which is pink. Anybody want that?
It's just all pink ones?
No.
Is that what they do now?
No, I think this is the
one
new
one. Flavor?
I don't eat. It's Fave Reds.
Oh, yeah. Favorites. So it's all reds. About time, Starburst. No one was down with the oranges.
I'll just put them in the prize bag. No, none of you guys want
to. You just got a new sponsor. Pot. And Starburst.
Oh, this is called Fave Reds. So it's all just the ones that are reddish.
You're going to have fun listening to this back.
It says it right there, Fave Reds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm aware.
Is this show always like Lenny of Mice and Men moderates it?
Just shut up, Bob, and tell me about the rabbits.
Can I pet it, George? Don't touch the children. Uh-oh. Wow, so this movie looks everything. Ron Perlman's got a big head.
Ron Perlman. That's Josh Brolin.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what did he go through?
Josh Groban is in the Avengers?
It's not Josh Groban.
Josh Groban sings Oh Holy Night, and it saves the universe.
Right after the snap. And it brings everybody back. Avengers Infinity War 2, Groban sings.
I thought Ron Perlman, I was excited for Ron Perlman until I saw this poster.
I know, Ron Perlman seems like a very, very cool dude.
Yeah, he was Hellboy, for Christ's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops, got
for
the room.
For Christ's sake!
You know, why'd you have to point that out? I was trying to let that skittle by.
He was Hellboy, for Christ's sake.
He was Hellboy, for Christ's sake.
They're both from the same book.
It says favorites right there. All right, we got some games to play and a show to apologize to that's going on after us, but things are running late here tonight at UCB, and that's how we like it. What do you say we do some lines with Mark?
Yeah. Okay, fucking do this shit!
Hey there, Mark Wahlberg. I ate in a Wahlburgers in the Toronto airport. You're welcome.
How you guys doing? You doing good? Fucking anyone. What's up, LA? What's up, Doug? How you doing?
How many Wahlburgers do you have now?
We got 22.
Yeah?
Fucking I do. We're
What's
about to
your
open
favorite one?
Next week if that fucking lava would stop. What?
Oh, you wanted to open one in Hawaii?
Fucking hey, dude. Put one on the fucking island. Let's do it. Write this shit off. What's up, BS?
Why do you...
The fuck, dude. Good to fucking see you, man. I seen you a fucking Entourage days.
Yeah, yeah.
You crushed that shit, bro.
Well, thanks for saying that. You were always very nice
to
me. Dude,
you were like the family dog. We open up the door, you come running in and fucking love it.
Thank you. And it was nice of you to wear that cod piece from Boogie Nights
fucking
for me.
Fucking A. I have to, otherwise it's too big.
Like, we gotta Wait, put you wear that in. To make it smaller?
I got to. It intimidates people. When they shot the movie, they're like, we're going to have to digitize this shit. And I'm like, if you have to make it smaller, go ahead.
What's with the facial hair? You got a role coming up where you need to be bearded?
Yes, sir. Lone Survivor 2.
How would that work? That doesn't... You have a new group of guys who all die?
Dude, I go back. I spent an hour and a half looking for one other dude that thought he was the lone survivor, and I kill that motherfucker.
Hey, that sounds terrible.
It's fucking awesome, dude.
Oh, man. So, like, Ben Foster hold up under a bush for 2 years until you show
up?
I'm
fucking getting him.
It's just me!
Dude, that fucking kid from Varsity Blues or whatever the fuck it was?
Yeah.
Was Taylor Clips?
Sure, yeah.
Whatever the fuck is John Carter. I fucking killed that dude.
Yeah, John Carter of Mars?
Yes, dude. What's up, JH?
How are you?
I'm good, dude.
It's good to see
it's
you.
Fucking good idea you didn't add me to this fucking show, bro. I'd be too much, dude, on this fucking table.
What's happening now?
Sometimes I gotta lower my fucking aura, dude. I gotta lower my aura.
Are you gonna do another Transformers movie?
Fuck yeah.
Because I hate those.
Mm-mm, we're doing another one.
All right.
Transformers, one more. We might do two more after that.
Hey, Mark, I've seen the... What's Mile 22 about?
Mile 22, dude. It's like one scene from Fast and the Furious if those movies were good.
I thought Mile 22 was just all of your Wahlburgers lined up in a row.
No, it's also the amount of running I do before breakfast.
Why do you say it backwards like that?
What's that, Mile 22?
Yeah, is that how you run? Mile 22.
Because when
mile
I get 22. Done, I yell it out to everybody who will fucking listen. Donnie's in the pace car and he writes it down.
Mark, what does this say right here?
Favorites. It says some Cincinnati right, shit. So.
Here's how this game works. Mark is going to say a line from a motion
picture.
Okay, Mark is going to perform a line from a motion picture. And you guys all just get a guess as often as you like. Please, no audience guesses. We've got a very excitable crowd tonight that gets this very special experience. Thanks for coming back, dude.
It's been fucking good, man. I've been busy as fuck right now.
What? Did you think I asked you how you've been?
Yeah.
I think I said thanks for coming back.
It's been fucking busy as fuck.
Oh, dude. Okay.
I've been so busy lately. We had to have a housewarming party for Donnie. It took 2 weeks. I found out all it was an R&B, B&B. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
You want to do another take of that one?
Isn't that what it's called? R&B, B&B? That's it. I don't know how poor people live.
What's the extra B? What happens with the extra B? Bourbon?
You fucking tell me, poor people. What's an Airbnb and B&B?
You get two breakfasts.
It's a bring your own bed and breakfast.
Is that what it is?
It's a BYOB&B.
Whatever poor people do to pretend they have a loft in Houston for the weekend.
Houston! We all love Houston!
Yeah, I'll be there June 9th. All right, so Mark is going to say a line from a motion picture, and yep. It's not necessarily one of his own. I think we got through a lot of those. So
the classics.
Yes. So, yeah, guess as often as you like, guys, until somebody gets it. And I don't know what it's going to be. I'm very excited.
And B. And B.
Look good. Feel good. You look good. You feel good.
He says that before he says the line, so you don't have to guess about that part.
The fighter.
Note to self. Learn to fight.
Dirty work.
It is fucking dirty work.
Oh, shit, Bob!
Wow. Fucking A, GT. Fuck. Sup, dude?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Where was that in Dirty Work?
Directed by Bob Saget.
I directed that movie.
Yeah.
I have no memory of that.
It was when Norm got thrown through the window.
Jeff knows what it was.
It was when Norm got thrown through the window, and then right before they did their first revenge on the frat guys.
He says, note to self. He says, note to self.
Oh, yeah, act it out.
Learn to fight.
I see.
Fucking A, dude.
The reason I didn't understand it goes, learn to fight. That's how he says it.
Yeah, see, Mark is an actor.
Mark, I see you do your method thing. I got it.
Learn to fight.
I see. How would you say that's the Saigon whore that bit my nose off? That was Chris Farley's line. How would you say that?
R.I.P. That? That's the Saigon whore that bit my nose off.
Yeah.
All day, dude.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg, everybody.
Crush that.
I'm going to go pick a fight.
Don't start any fights out there.
What's up with you, motherfucker? You looking at me?
It's a nice neighborhood. Don't do that.
Oh, man.
Come here, you hoodie-wearing motherfucking bitch.
Hey, that's probably my brother, man. Hey, cool it, Mark. That's probably my brother.
Yeah, your brother's here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he the one the other one in this picture?
Yes, he's the other one in that picture. He caught up to me height-wise.
What's he up to now?
I mean, he's. We can talk. We can ask him later. He works at a restaurant. B&B. He works at an Airbnb.
Jeff gets to go first in our next game.
Oh man.
It's called "Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?" I'm going to say a tagline from a motion picture to Jeff Tate. He's going to guess what movie it's from. If he gets it wrong, moves to John and then to you, Bob. You got it?
I understand.
What movie, Jeff Tate, has the tagline, "Dream large, live larger"? Dream large, live larger. I remember Peter Herman's movie, The Big Adventure. Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Was the tagline was "Dream large, live large." I fucked that up. Dream large, live large. Favorites. All right, so what do you think it is, Jeff?
I think it's larger than life.
The Bill Murray elephant movie with Janine Garofalo.
Yes.
Nope. John Hamm, what do you think?
I was an extra in that movie.
Live larger.
And larger than life?
No, the other one, the other elephant movie, Nickel and Dimed with Matthew McConaughey. I take it all back. There were like four elephant movies.
Operation Dumbo Drop?
Operation Dumbo Drop. Larger than life.
The Elephant Man?
And the Elephant Man.
There's a real run of elephant movies there for a while.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. There's an elephant. And that one. I mean, there's not that many.
All right, we're Gunga done. What's your guess?
Dream large, live larger.
Uh-huh.
Dream large, live larger.
Mm-hmm.
Dream large,
mm-hmm.
Live larger.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's some movie about somebody who changes size. But it's not Ant-Man, so I don't care. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. No, it's not that.
All right. Not a terrible guess.
Dude, what if it's that Florida Panthers DVD you were watching?
That was their tagline.
Bob Sagat, I love your restaurant guides.
Yeah. I met him in an elevator in New York, and I said, you know, we could be related somehow. And he said, we're not.
Why, because he's into spelling?
He was like the community chess guy in Monopoly. He was just totally an asshole.
Why would that guy be in? Yeah, exactly. Jeff and I are both angry about that.
Okay.
Say the title. Hand you money.
Live large. I mean, dream large. Doesn't matter. Dream large, live larger.
My first thought is not a movie. It's my 600-pound life. But I guess I would say, I got no guess, but I'll say The Clumps.
Full title, Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps?
Yeah.
No. It's from a movie, we were talking about it just earlier, that you appear in, called Entourage.
Oh, yeah.
Why is this all directed at me? Is this some fucked
up... I didn't
up
know what Mark was going to do. He could have done a line from The
this
Town.
Just practical joke
got the
on
accent
Bob.
For it.
All right. Yeah. That was in that movie. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. That was the... Yep. There you go.
Oh, yeah. I researched this stuff thoroughly. Just ask Anna Faris. Jeff, here's the next one.
For some reason, when you guys look at me, it's worse.
There's two. There's two different taglines for this movie. I'm going to tell you both of them. It's not one long tagline that has the word "and" in the middle. Okay. This time, the butler did do it. And that'd be the weirdest tagline. It's a killer.
It's
this time the butler did do it, and it's a killer.
Is it Clue?
I will give you $1,000 if you say the right answer.
Is it okay?
No, clue is incorrect, John.
No, I said, is that a clue? I mean, I know it's not the movie clue. The movie clue is who done it?
Clue done it.
John, what are those
movie clue starring Martin Mull?
This time the butler did do it.
Yeah.
Farted.
Farted the movie.
It's a movie called Farted.
It's a Killer would work for that as well, I guess.
It would. That was the second part. It's a Killer?
Yeah, It's a Killer.
Definitely a fart, definitely.
Yeah. These are terrible taglines. I think I saw this movie and I don't even know what. I guess I understand the second one.
I got nothing.
All right, we can go
heart
to Bob.
Condition.
Heart condition.
Jeff. I told you to be cool in front of my.
I tried. I made it like
other
an hour.
Panelists. What do you think, Bob? Do you have any idea what that
well,
is?
Well, just randomly thinking of that kind of thing. Murder on the Orient Express?
No.
No butlers. No.
These are the
Jerry Butler movie.
These are the taglines, John, for a movie called Tag. The Assassination Game.
Oh, different movie, you guys. See,
different
guys
movie.
Thought you were really smart.
His movie is just Tag, and there's an older movie with Robert Carradine, Linda Hamilton, and Fraser Smith called Tag: The Assassination Game.
And Fraser Smith.
Fraser Smith. You see him all the time at the Comedy Store, right? Guys,
I just cannot believe that you do all this research. I am so impressed. Honestly,
you know,
you Google
the internet really, yeah, it really makes it easy. All right, one last one. We've got one that's Bob is in. We've got one that's a cheat on John's new film tag. So what do you think's going to happen now? Jeff?
I don't know.
If there was a movie called Queensryche... It's not what he knows, it's what he understands.
Come on.
Oh, what? Do you know it?
Yes.
You know it?
Yes.
It's not what he knows,
so
it's what he understands. And it's me. It's something about me.
I didn't say that. I just said the other two were about these guys. They have a lot more film credits, so maybe... Might have gone back to one of their wills.
All right, if you could describe me, like in one word, what would it be? Is it the name of a movie?
It's not in this title.
You look just like the Osterman Weekend.
The Poseidon Adventure.
Fuck, I don't know, man. I feel terrible.
That's cool. You don't have to know it.
Is it, what was it? What
they
was
didn't
it
know the ones that were based up for their
I mean, and I was only in one movie. Is it that one?
No. Because I'm not aware of that
movie. Yeah, right? You should have waited to give him that research compliment. Is it the Osterman
Weekend?
Jumped
the gun on that one. What is it?
I can't even remember what the tagline is.
It's not what he knows. It's the tagline is...
Is it the man who knew too little?
No. It's not what he knows. It's what he understands. John Hamm?
Is it Little Man Tate?
That is correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
John wins that game. But we had a tiebreaker, Bob, and I'll just run it by you and see if you know it. The tiebreaker is they put the F-U back in fun.
It's not an Olsen Twins movie, right? They put the F-U back in fun.
Yeah, I wrote this down before I came down here. I didn't know what Mark Wahlberg was going to do.
Is there a Piven involved in this?
He's a loose cannon. No, it's not The Goods, whatever that movie was called.
Right.
They put the F or PCU. PFU.
PF Chang.
FU back in fun.
Listen, I'm just going to... Oh, I don't want to torture you anymore.
50 Shades of Grey?
No, Dirty Work.
Dirty Work.
It was Dirty Work.
Dirty Work.
Listen, this isn't to torch, but I... Doug,
we might
question.
Be making a sequel, so maybe I should read up on it.
Bob, I have a question regarding Dirty Work. Did you, when you were shooting Dirty Work, and you
oh,
made
Oh, shit,
the,
we're out of time. Our next game.
and you spoofed that Third Eye Blind video. Did you think, I bet this song's going to be around forever?
I thought it was appropriate. It was a hit. It was about to be like a number one hit. So
I love it.
I think Dirty Work is... Semi-charm kind of life is what it was. But I also got Green Day to give me some music and stuff like that.
That song's about heroin addiction, isn't it? That semi-charm.
Crystal meth.
Oh.
Right? But it's real fun. It's a real fun, upbeat summertime song about crystal meth addiction.
I barely know anything about anything I've ever done.
Clearly.
Yeah. Is there a lot of footage of Don Rickles being too racist for the movie? Like at the end?
There's a lot of footage of Don Rickles because I actually ran two cameras. I shot a week's worth of 35mm film on letting Don Rickles just ad lib and insult Artie Lang and Norm.
Oh, man.
And I got in trouble because they said, you used the budget for the week of film. I said, there's no other way to shoot the guy. You can't just use him scripted. So he was pretty priceless.
So do you have that footage?
I don't personally have it.
Damn.
But we can
have
get a hold of it.
Have you seen any of the dirty Mr. Potato Head outtakes?
No.
Let's play our final game of the evening. Yeah. It's called Last Man Stanton. You're going to love this, Bob, because it's probably not going to be about you.
I love that, but I can't believe this is ending so quick. This is really fun.
It goes by fast.
It's really fun.
Yeah, it's the rocket train of podcasts. Listen to any other podcast. It's boring as fuck. This one zips along. I don't talk enough shit about other podcasts. I really enjoy it. Okay, so Last Man Standing, basically how this works is I'm going to get a pre-selected audience member to tell me the name of a well-known actor or actress, and then the three of you, starting with John, who won that last game, and then we'll go to Jeff and then to you, Bob, so you really get the swing of it by the time it gets to you.
Thank you.
Just take turns naming movies that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out, but if you want to, one time, you can go to your lifeline, which is the person whose name tag you chose. You can ask them once for help. All right?
Yeah.
There's a person in the audience that somehow managed to get the Twitter name Scambi. S-C-A-M-B-I.
That's not it. It's me.
It's not Scambi?
It's Scamble. It's an L.
Scamble. Yeah. With an L.
Yeah.
Fred.
I'm glad we cleared that up. Because that other name was ridiculous.
Scampi. It's almost like
Scambi? What the fuck is that? Scampi?
Bad shrimp scampi.
Yeah, but Scamble? You kidding me? I love that show. I'm sad it went off the air. I love Kerry Washington and Scamble. All right, so do you have a suggestion for us?
Yes.
Thank you. Moving on. No, Scamble, what do you think?
Rob Schneider.
That's an interesting one. Brother. Let's see if another audience member can help us out. I'm going to write down Schneids because he deserves our respect. But where is OK's?
Does he?
Shut up, Jeff. Where is OK's Happy Hour?
Right here.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Why are you called OK's Happy Hour?
It's a show I co-host.
For the listeners, his answer was actually pretty awesome. It's a show.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a drunk cooking show on YouTube.
Drunk cooking show on YouTube.
Yeah.
I like two of those things.
Tubes.
Tubes and you. All right, let me give you one more plug for your podcast, The Scamble Hour. And what's your suggestion for a name today?
Denzel Washington.
Oh my God, that's off the charts, great one. Let's just forget that whole Scamble never happened. let's do Rob Schneider and Denzel Washington. So you can pick from either of their filmographies. Films they were in, films they directed. I don't know if Rob Schneider's directed anything.
I understand. I'm not just blankly staring at you.
Okay. I just can't wait for somebody to have a nightlight of that face.
I hope they sit on
their home.
I want to cauterize their butt.
It's made of glass. That is very dangerous. Okay.
Oh, don't sit on my face, then.
John gets to go first. The films of Rob Schneider and Denzel Washington. Go.
And it's or, not and.
What?
He doesn't.
Because I don't know if I could get the one that they starred in.
He doesn't know the difference between or and and.
I'll go Roman J. Israel Esquire.
Oh, I would have saved that one.
It just came out.
Okay. Of your mouth. Roman J. I'm not even going to write the whole thing down. We know who you're talking about.
Right, we got it.
We don't need all that.
That's what I was going to say.
JF. Oh, Roman, so you're out of luck.
Nah, I mean, Denzel has been in a bunch of movies.
Right?
Yep.
I can't wait for EQ2.
Oh, me either. That's awesome. I didn't know where you read it first.
Yeah, that's what they're calling it. What?
Unstoppable.
Oh, yeah. We already mentioned it earlier.
Trains. People on trains.
I like to play along on this one, Bob. And speaking of trains, Training Day.
Yeah.
That deserved more. But you know what? L.A. shuts down at 10:30.
That was Ethan Hawke as well, correct?
Yeah, Academy Award nominated.
There you go.
Ethan Hawke. We asked him to do this show. He said no.
Maybe after he hears this one.
But you asked him in such a normal way. You should have asked him, what if you did this podcast once a year on this day every year for the next 15 years? And then we release them all on that day. I bet he'd agree to
Which
that.
Which of his movies is that a reference to?
Boyhood.
Wow, you lost confidence in that.
You should tell him that his friend is going to kill himself. That's from Dead Poets Society.
Or just get Denzel Washington to do the podcast and he can sit right next to him.
Oh my God.
I bet Ethan Hawke would do it if Denzel did it. I bet they'd do it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just gotta trick one of them. Then you're golden.
Your only chance here is a hostage.
Oh, real
to get
Bob's just excited to be here because I told him there would be ham.
I didn't realize he meant you were going to be here.
Yeah, right? You're just
I don't get
you were excited for this bread.
Yeah.
All right, whose turn is it? What's happening? Oh, I said Training Day. It's your turn, Bob.
And it's either or.
Either Rob Schneider, the great Rob Schneider, Denzel Washington.
I'll say a title that is very close because I've lived it so many times, Flight.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You were a drunk pilot at one point?
Yeah, and the only way to get out was a lot of cocaine.
Sure,
and
I get it.
He made a few pilots while he was inebriated.
But I landed safely every time.
What's the drunkest you ever did America's Top Funniest Home Videos?
I never did. I'm always sober when I... When you see people get hit in the nuts and you're talking to America at 7 o'clock at night and you're 30 years old...
Well, that show was live.
You're sober. It was shot live, but it was not live... We did one live. Oh, we did the $100,000 thing live. You know, with
that thing.
I don't remember it. I've tried to block it out by getting drunk since.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Back to John.
Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo.
Mm. Oh, you know, got that whole title out there. I like it, Jeff.
John Q. He brought up hostage situations, so I remember.
Oh, smart. Somebody brought up Rob Schneider, so I'm going to say the hot girl. fucked it up. Hot chick. I'm out.
You're out.
I'm out. Bob?
A movie I really loved, actually. Glory.
Oh, yeah. He won an Oscar for that, I believe.
He did, indeed.
John.
A lot of 54. Fences.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Directed
the Donald
starred.
Trump story.
Walls.
Yeah. Close enough. Man, never Whatever it is, it's not getting made.
There it is.
Well played.
You do good when you're out.
Oh, man. So high.
Pressure's off.
Jeff?
Fallen.
Oh, yeah. With John Goodman, speaking of fallen.
That's about my testicles. Good night. Good night, everybody.
Bobby.
Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo.
Oh, my goodness. Is there a two in there? I guess Deuce covers that. he should have called it Deuce Deuce. All right, John.
The Ridiculous Six.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Those guys are crazy.
They're ridiculous.
Yeah.
And there are six of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, it was going to be the Ludicrous Six, but that guy sued.
Ludicrous?
I couldn't think of his real name. Chris? Something for Chris Bridges. He sued. Jeff?
Two Guns.
Oh, man. I wonder if Mark Wahlberg's still around. That was
Two
right.
Guns is dope, Mark.
He's gone.
This one will cheer everybody up. Philadelphia.
Yes.
It was so funny.
John.
Oh, brother. I'm just going to have to start naming Adam Sandler movies now. Blended.
Pretty good shot. I'll say that he was in Blended.
I'm sure he was.
The corrections department could deal with it later. Jeff?
Are you guys really not going to say Denzel movies? Right? Have we really? We haven't said The Equalizer yet.
No.
We have not.
I okay, said EQ'd.
Yeah, EQ'd too.
The Equalizer.
The Equalizer.
It's so funny seeing him in that bunny costume. Bob? Remember the Equalizer rabbit?
No.
ER wasn't a movie, right?
Not yet.
I think you mean Saint Elsewhere, and the answer is still no.
Oh. Gives you idea how up I can be.
Come on, Denzel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't be racist, man.
How dare you? Can I check my phone real quick? I'm expecting a call.
A call from Denzel.
Man, I feel like you've done this before.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
Say what?
You can do lifeline? Your lifeline.
Yeah, lifeline.
Yeah. Where is
yeah,
the
so that would be this.
Infinity
this.
Wars.
Yeah. Right here. Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Pelican Brief.
Ooh.
I'm actually wearing them right now. I should have thought of that. Pelican Brief.
The Pelican Brief.
Thank
say
you.
It,
thank
say
you,
it,
lifeline.
Say it, Bob.
Pelican Brief.
The
Pelican Brief.
Yes.
It needs a the?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Okay. The Pelican
very
Brief.
Very strict around here.
Some?
I got thrown out for saying something that wasn't the word chick.
Hot girl.
Hot girl. I'm out. So you got to say the Pelican.
That's why we have rules, Doug.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you for giving me that.
That's why rules exist, Doug.
John?
Billy Madison.
Oh.
Mm.
We got a confirmation in there. Jeff?
The Magnificent Seven.
Yep.
I wish I would have said that after he said Ridiculous Six.
Because then somebody would have said Hateful Eight and been wrong.
Yeah. Don't say it, Bob. It's not right.
It's not right, Bob.
I'm not. Won't.
And I feel like we
I want to say Grown Ups.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, there you go.
Say it.
All right, Grown Ups.
Nope.
No, I didn't say it. I said I want to say it.
I think he is in it, actually.
He is in the first yeah, one. It's the it. Second one he's not
he,
in.
He okay, is.
I want to say Grown Ups,
but
too.
But don't.
Don't say it.
You've learned my secrets.
Oh, God. There's one that I can't think of the name of. Denzel played the bad guy, and Russell Crowe was in it.
Oh, right.
Oh, man.
I know
feel
you
like
know the
we did moment? This mm-hmm. 1 second ago.
It made me think of three titles at once.
Yeah, because
yeah,
I feel like
Denzel's I'm... got a lot of movies like that where you're like, okay, if you say so, Denzel.
Dang it. All right, I'm going Lifeline. Where's my
where
guy?
Where you got Lifeline?
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
I'm going to go with Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Okay. Yeah, Rob
Schneider's... one of Denzel's best.
Rob Schneider's like a bellman in the hotel with Tim Curry and the pigeon lady. Jeff?
Man on Fire.
Oh, yeah. I like that one. What do you think, Bob? Are you out?
I got one that I forgot about.
Okay, perfect.
Courage Under Fire.
Yes.
That was with Melanie Griffith and Ed Zwicker.
You said it like we've been talking about other things under fire. Courage Under Fire.
Well, I didn't get it from fire. Originally, man discovered, or woman discovered fire before movies.
I like that. I like, let's give women credit.
I mean, that's true.
I think it's possible women created fire.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely possible.
Yeah.
Because they're hot.
Mm-hmm. No.
Bob, they'll take my show away.
It was such a... They'll take his show he doesn't have yet away.
They gave you a show?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get a show for as one of those people who's too fat to leave their house. I'm like, I'm pitching it while I can still get around.
I had to watch that show with my daughters. That is a painful thing that...
All right,
to quote Doug.
Yeah. John?
50 First Dates.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I got a nod and a yes.
Yeah, he played like a Mexican dude or something.
I'm gonna
say. Or Hawaiian.
Say...
He was Hawaiian. Jeff?
I'm gonna
apologies
say...
to all people of both types.
Apologies to everyone that has ever had anything to do with Rob Schneider. Virtuosity.
Come on.
No, he's a fine...
Virtuosity is that Denzel and...
Yeah, he's probably
Russell Crowe.
Russell.
Virtuosity. I was on something like SimCity. Sid's 2.0, wasn't that the...
SimCity, that's it. 2.0, hackers?
What do you think, Bob? Is it over for you? Is this the end of the road? It's been an incredible journey.
Are you talking career or this game?
Finished. Hold your head up high. You finished top three this game. Out of four.
I'm thinking of a Sandler movie. And
just say it. He's in it.
And it's a tropical. And
Kind of like 50 First Dates?
Kind of like that.
Or Blended. Blended was in Africa.
Is that Drew Barrymore?
She's both? In a few movies with him, yeah.
Yeah,
she was in the Wedding Singer. Mentioned. But I don't think Schneider was in The Wedding Singer.
No, I don't either.
They were taking a break.
Well, I hate Dead Air, so I probably should fold because yeah, I don't want to keep this going too long.
No, but it's been super fun playing with you, and
well, I can't
we'll give
wait.
You another chance someday.
Well, I can't wait till my movie Tag comes out.
The Assassination Game? This time the butler did do it. And it's a killer.
It's a killer queen.
I auditioned, I didn't get it. Thank you.
So how does this work? They're still going, these gentlemen?
Did you have to learn the whole Queen catalog for that one scene in Baby Driver?
Queen catalog.
All right.
Sheer heart attack.
Whose turn is it? Oh, it's on John.
It's on me.
Yeah. Please don't let Jeff win. Please don't let Jeff
why?
Win. Okay, let him win.
I'm not going to let him win.
No, like don't it. Let me
I like
win.
It. I like the fire.
Got virtuosity, though. That bums me out. Ow.
Oh, we're still talking about virtuosity? I feel like we're always talking about it. What's that? You ever have that feeling you've done this before?
Are you trying to give him an answer?
No.
Like Groundhog Day? That's not a movie that either one of those people was in.
No.
I got nothing.
He's trying to get you to say deja vu.
Oh.
Oh, that is what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't think of it, but I
do you want to say that, John? Deja vu. Okay, John says deja vu.
All right.
All right, Jeff, it's your turn.
I'm out.
What? Liar. Liar.
I was going to say Crimson Tide.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that is so good.
That is a good one.
Very good one.
Thank you.
But you didn't say it, though, so you were going to say it. What were you? What
now, do you want to give another clue?
What did I actually say?
Do you want to give John another clue now to keep him in the
game? No. I think...
John already used his lifeline.
I did use my lifeline.
Yeah, yeah.
You can have mine.
Jeff didn't even go to his.
Hasn't even gone to his yet. Yeah.
Give us all another clue, Jeff, for another concede. One. Not a clue. A clue.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do it.
It's for sure not going to be a Rob Schneider movie. I don't know anymore.
But the Water Boy.
Water Boy. That's
yeah.
The one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that one. That's where the you can do it started.
Yeah, that's what that was. What he was. All right. Jeff Tate is our winner, everybody.
Benson down. Malcolm X. But yeah, I didn't know how to Malcolm make a X. Hit. Right? Mo Better Blues.
All right,
Better
so Blues, Christine, come and get your prizes. Congratulations. Oh, you're right there.
That's great easy. Debaters.
There you go. Be careful with all of that. It's very valuable.
My lifeline doesn't
fragile.
Get, he doesn't get nothing?
Oh, he's going to get something. I forgot to tell you, what are you doing for the rest of the night?
My daughters gave me
You are going out for drinks with this guy. No, what are you going to show me?
I'm going
to
show you that my daughters.
Because we're trying to wrap it up now.
From Tiffany's, they bought me this in case I met a guy around here.
All right.
Or you made lascivious comments like that. And it is from Tiffany's, and it's a rape whistle. So I am able to know if he is. Isn't that a great thing to throw in at the end?
Wait, is a rape whistle something only rapists can hear? Is this how I find out?
Oh, great. He's bringing around all the rapists.
It is.
Lock the doors. I'm scared.
It's always...
Other people heard it, right?
No one here heard it. I'm the only one that heard it. It's from my kids.
You blow into it so that you know you got a kindred spirit in the room. Ah, me too, buddy. Me too. I see you.
Bob, what do you got to plug? We got to get out of here.
Nothing. Just my special 0-60 is now on vinyl as well as on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
So you can buy the lotion with two clicks and the special.
Add a phonograph to your shopping cart and you'll be all set.
I thought vinyl would be cool.
Yeah, no, it is.
I wear it before I go to bed and blow my rape whistle. I like that person that giggled at that horrible comment. I just want to say what a pleasure it is to be with you guys. This was really fun.
That's
I
don't very nice of you.
No, nobody invites me to nothing and play games. No, it was fun.
Would you like to come back again sometime?
I would love it. I actually really had a good time.
All right.
Thank you. I know when I have fun.
I'll see you in Austin, Texas this Saturday. John Hamm in Tag No Assassination Game.
Not the assassination game. Thank you, everyone. June 15th.
June 15th.
Theaters near you.
Let's break some records, you guys. Or some vinyl. Jeff Tate.
Hey.
You got your little... You got your plugs ready to go?
Yeah. I don't have many. I got this album. You can listen to it on Spotify, and all the other spots. It's called People Are What People Make Them. And if you type in Jeff Tate, it'll take you to my other albums and another guy's album. So you'll figure it out, right? Like none of the covers look like it could be one or the other. Like it's like definitely me or him. His are scary. He sucks. Nah, he's nice.
Is
whatever.
That Jeff with a J?
No, his real name is Jeffrey with a J, but he shortened it to Jeff and spelled that with a G. And it's like, well, what the fuck? Now what do I do? Because my whole Jeffrey is what starts with a G. I gotta have this. You just fucking. I got a whole thing. Like this is a can of worms, man. This is such a.
All right. Well,
regardless, I'm sure he appreciates the plug.
Yeah. I bet I sell him just as many records as I do me. None. I'll be at Go Bananas in Cincinnati June 28, 29, 30, and July the 1st. And then that's it. Book me. Right? My schedule just got freed up, so let's do this. Right?
Bob, I'll see you out on the road this summer. We'll do some shows in various towns.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Good luck, everybody. Bob, I saw Dirty Work 5 times in the theater. I hope you don't think I was roasting you.
No, that's really, really a big compliment. Thank you.
I think that movie is hilarious.
Yeah, we got screwed because it said on the poster, coming soon.
I mean, it's no Scrooge. Scrooge's not very good.
That's when you know you're in the shitter. It came out a billion years ago when Michael Jordan was playing his last 2 games in Chicago. So it was made for 15-year-old boys. So nobody saw the.
I was in my early 30s, but boy, I loved it. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. And I hope that Gatorade and hot dog business does great for you.
Oh, yeah, I'm spending all my money on it.
What are you doing June 26th, Bob? Think it's open? I think you should be on every show at UCB from now on, because that's the next one we're going to do here. Just say yes and then don't show up. I just need to fill the place.
Oh, I'll commit to it and then something will come up.
Like, okay,
like
perfect.
A death of an aunt, even though they're all dead.
Now, here's how this works here at the end, Bob. I'm going to say as a consolation prize that people wrote on the back of their name tags, I'll call anyone they want a shithead, and that's what they're gonna win when I close out the show.
Yeah, I got it. I like this.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's really nice.
They make
me
say things I might not normally say.
I can't wait to be here June 35th.
One more time for Jeff Tate, John Hamm, and Bob Saget. So good. So much fun. It's a killer. Thank you guys for being here. And as always, MoviePass, for not allowing you to buy tickets in advance, is a shithead. Yeah, fuck them. And this one, I agree, man. This is getting really out of control. The Sun is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky.